See, it doesn't matter which extreme your emotions are, whether you're one who is volatile. One fellow blamed it on his red head. He said, well, you know I'm a redhead. I thought that's one of the poorest excuses I've heard in a long time. What about the artificial redheads? I'm just wondering. No, you're going to have to realize, no matter how you got where you are, you and God have to make the changes, have to bring up the solution. We want to blame someone else. We want to blame our background, or our nation, or the color of our hair, or our family. But the truth is, they were probably involved, and if they were involved, they may have caused some trauma in your life, but they're not around for the solution. You and God are going to solve this problem. So it doesn't matter, except we're going to forgive them. And when we forgive, we forget. And if we haven't forgotten, we haven't really forgiven. That means the details are not clear to you, and it doesn't traumatize you if we rehearse all the details. Once somebody said to me one time, weren't you and so-and-so close friends? I said, we were. I said, what happens? I said, oh, I don't see her much anymore. I'm trying to make light of it. Truth is, we had a little to do, and we couldn't bridge the gap and get it back together. We had a conversation. I talked. We agreed to disagree, and then we didn't see much of one another after that. She said, well, what in the world happened? I said, well, she said, and I said, no. I said, and then she said, no, let me see. And the truth was, I had just forgotten. I said, oh, I don't know. She said, that makes no sense to me at all. I said, it makes no sense to me either. See, Almighty God, if you choose to change, God chooses to change you. He chooses to rearrange you. He chooses to make you into His image. He chooses so that people look at you and say, Christian, God-like. And that has to do with my just facing myself. Now, we don't know ourselves very well. I know that. Because you'll ask somebody, what's your favorite color? Blue, maybe blue. You'd think that would be easy. That's the easy question. Why'd you do that? I don't know. I was coming around Lake Hollingsworth years and years and years ago, just thinking to myself, and somebody had made a comment, and I said, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. And I heard these words in my spirit. I wish you wouldn't say that all the time. I said, Lord, I don't say that all the time. I said those very words. I don't say that all the time. This was decades ago. You know, I've lived my life now. I don't really live by years. I'm in my sixth decade. Sixth decade, that doesn't sound quite as overwhelming. So I began to take note every time I said that. And you know what? God was right about me. I said that all the time. And it wasn't that He didn't want me to be repetitive, that He didn't want to hear those words anymore. He knew those words weren't entirely honest. You beget certain habits, and I was just in a habit of saying, oh, I knew that. I'd say I knew that when I didn't know that, because I always said, that's what I always said. It's like saying, yeah, well, really? I just said, oh, I know that. But it wasn't entirely true. And God wanted to correct me. He dealt with me in order to correct me because He could see the error of my way, because He knew me and He knew I didn't know myself. I did not know I was doing that. It wasn't a week later before I said, I am so sorry, God. I say that all the time. I say it when it's true. I say it when it's not true. I just automatically say, I knew that. It's just automatic response. But you know what? I've said it for a long time, so I'm going to need some help making some corrections or adjustments. Well, there isn't any better helper than the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And your solution, no matter where you got in your trauma, your drama, is in the Word and in the Spirit. In the Word and in the Spirit. And we begin with the Word. Now let's read a couple scriptures. I want you to look at Hebrews. This is one of my favorites. Just to prove to you, chapter 4, verse 13, that God knows you. He knows what you need. If it's not obvious to you, He can deal with you and make it obvious to you. I don't run from God, I run to God. I said, I'm not afraid to be corrected or adjusted. I'd rather be adjusted by God than anybody I know. Because God has mercy, He has compassion, and He has justice and great accuracy. And that appeals to me. Doesn't it appeal to you?